Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to wherever you are, and welcome to the EduArt podcast episode about the reality of education. My name is Sim.
My name is Yakub.
My name is Louis.
And my name is Insha.
In today's episode of our podcast, we'll be talking about the fourth goal in the 17 SDGs.
But what are the 17 SDGs?
I think you meant the 17 SDGs, Insha. SDG stands for Sustainable Development Goals, and it was by the United Nations in 2015. Its official term is UN SDGs. There are 17 goals, and these 17 goals are a universal call to end poverty, protect the planet, and ensure that by 2030, all people have peace and prosperity.
To be more in-depth, the SDGs are an important part of the development of the world. They ensure that the development will be balanced in social, economic, and environmental stability.
Wow, thank you for the explanation. We are talking about the fourth goal in the SDGs, quality education, today, right? But what is the purpose and goal of the quality education? I'm sorry, I meant the SDGs.
Okay, to answer your question, Insha, the goal of quality education is to ensure that every child gets a chance to get quality education and to ensure inclusive and equitable quality education to promote lifelong learning opportunities for all children globally.
Next, we're going to talk about our recent interview with a Project Anak Malaysia volunteer, Shireen Girl. Ms. Shireen volunteered at the organization for 2 weeks in total in 2019. Project Anak Malaysia is a student-run organization by the Charisma Movement.
Students who volunteer in it will have to travel to the east of Malaysia to teach primary school children. The goal of this project is to bridge the educational gap between West and East Malaysia.
Wow, that is such an incredible thing she did. Is she planning to join more organizations?
To answer your question, yes, she plans on joining more organizations by the end of 2023. Even though she has not planned to join any specific organization, it's still incredible to see how much she plans to contribute to the community.
Moving on, as we all know, volunteering in an organization isn't an easy thing, and like everything, has a lot of challenges that need to be faced.
Just like the challenges Ms. Shireen had to face, she has to face the major language barrier between the two parts of Malaysia. The Sabahans only being able to speak Malay and Sabahan, it was very hard for her to communicate through them.
Oh yeah, and I remember hearing Ms. Shireen mentioning the most fulfilling thing she did was being able to inspire the children to be able to do whatever they want. Isn't that interesting?
But why would the children think otherwise? The sky's the limit, isn't it?
To be exact, children who grow up in rural areas tend to think lowly of themselves, stopping them from dreaming big. As I quote, the children in rural areas always think of doing jobs like farmers and teachers, and as we ask why they don't want to be something bigger, they all say people like us can't do something like this.
Anyways, moving on, did you know in 2020 about 1/4 of primary schools globally did not have access to basic services such as electricity, drinking water, and basic sanitation facilities?
Yeah, roughly 50% of primary schools did not have access to facilities such as information and communications technology and disability-adapted infrastructures, which I think is pretty tragic and sad.
Today, we covered a lot, including the UN SDGs, the fourth SDG goal, and an interview with the incredible Ms. Shireen. Alright, this will be the end of our podcast. Thank you, Sim, Insha, and Yakub for joining us today in this conversation about quality education.
Thank you for listening and have a great day ahead of you. Let's do our best to be supportive of the goal and its EduArt.
Signing out.